This is John Easter. I'm speaking today with Coach Don Carlisle for our weekly conversation with Coach Carlisle. Coach, how are you doing this afternoon?
Wonderful.
As we record this here on Thursday before the Giants take on the Pike Red Devils on Friday night in the sectional. But let's go back a week, Coach, and we'll talk a little bit about what happened last week. And you talked to Grant after the Decatur Central game last week, so we'll just talk about what happened on Friday night at Arsenal Tech. A nice win for the Giants over Tech. And a big 40-point performance from DeJuan Jones as well. So talk a little bit about that game.
Well, as always, we always try to get the guys to play inside out, especially when you have a weapon like DeJuan Jones. And Tech was a smaller team. So we knew that we wanted to play inside out, not necessarily going through him every time, but playing with all our guards and even the other bigs, throwing the ball inside, then going outside.
So DeJuan, obviously a big 40 points, but he also had 15 rebounds on the night and also three assists. So just a really big game by our the records, at least, that are in the the program. It was the fourth, only the fourth time somebody's gone over 40 in Ben Davis history. So it was a great night for him. But also you got a good contribution from James Webster in that game. 9 points for him. Talk about his play as maybe a future Giant.
Yeah, I like what he brings to us offensively. He brings energy on a defensive end. He's more of a project when it comes to shot selection. So I really don't want him to shoot all the types of shots that he shoots. But at the same time, he's just an aggressive kid, and he has a lot of confidence with himself. So he's going to shoot those types of shots. You know, shooters shoot. So he had a pretty good, he played 4 or 5 minutes, and he was second leading scorer on the team. So that gives him a boost of confidence, and that gives me a little bit of confidence to be able to put him in different situations.
And as you get into the tournament, you never know what's going to happen, so exactly. It's always good to have that option on your bench. So as you look ahead now, obviously the regular season's behind you, 15-7. On the regular season. I know that you probably are happy with a lot of things that the team has done, and you probably want to see some improvement still. So 15-7, what's your assessment of the regular season?
I thought that we could have probably lost two of the games that we lost. I think that it was self-inflicted, most of them. LC got off to a quick start, would have been tough to overcome that one. And the Warren game, just how they play once they got a big lead, hitting four straight threes to start that game. The rest of that game was even. So outside of those two games, I thought we kind of shot ourselves in the foot. We could have probably came out and played a little better to get those wins. So 15-7 is not bad, but I believe that we probably left about five other games out there.
And it's tough when you go back and you start to look and you realize the things that could have been done.
20-2.
Yeah.
You know, going and losing those games to top five teams all year, that would have been really good. But, you know, you need those types of losses, those types of games. Those were tournament-type atmosphere games. And I think and I hope – the hope is you get better and learn those lessons.
Well, and I thought – as you look back at the season, you were talking about the Carmel game as being a key point where, and it did seem like things turn around, just one loss to Lawrence North. And again, that was a game that just.
At the buzzer.
Yeah, at the buzzer. Mm-hmm. But how big was winning and beating Cathedral? You know, it was ranked, I think, fifth when you got them. How big is beating a team like that?
For me and
give
for
yourself
us.
Confidence.
Yeah, it's a confidence builder. We lost a lot of those close games. So for us to put it together, even though we didn't play as well as we wanted to play and come and dig it out and get a win. The 60-point rule still applied to us, but we didn't hit 60 and we still won the game. So it was good for us to be able to win a tight game like that, especially with the tournament fast approach and having to play Pike, starting off with Pike, and then hopefully the winner of the game before ours.
Well, and you know, you're looking at the sectional, and obviously it's staring you right in the face now. You know, this is an opportunity for this team to put everything behind it because You're 0-0 now.
0-0. Win or go home.
You go in and you play Pike, a team that played three pretty good quarters with Southport, and then kind of put the Cardinals away in the fourth. So what do you look at? Third meeting with the Red Devils this year. You split the first two. First game kind of went all your way most of that game, and Pike found their way back into it at the end. The second game didn't go quite as well. But how do you find now in this third matchup with the Red Devils?
Well, it's all been the same. It's not necessarily Pike, it's us. How we going to show, who's going to show up, how we going to play. They're a transition team. They shoot a lot of threes. And what's unique about them is they're not really big, but they crash the offensive glass. They're tough on the glass. And that was probably the thing that got us the second time. Jones had, 29-11 or something like that, and he just kind of punked us all night. So the times where we get them to shoot a bad shot, they end up getting 2 and 3 shots at it. Those are the possessions that we have to limit if we want to be successful tomorrow night.
Probably not, I think it's fair to say, the most talented Pike team that has ever been on the floor. Mm-hmm. But what I like about Pike when you watch them play is just how hard they play.
Play hard.
And it starts with Imani Jones. You talked about him. So what does he bring to the floor for the Red Devils?
Toughness. He's just a tough kid. I don't think that he's extremely skilled. He can shoot the ball 15 foot and out. He can shoot threes. I think he had three threes against us the second time around. He's an extraordinary shooter. For me, coming into the first game, we thought that Robinson was probably the best player all-around scorer, and it held true. I think he still had 20 the first time we played him, Armani Jones did. But after the game that he played against us the first time, that's kind of where he took off, because before that he was averaging probably around 12 points a game. And then after that, it was up over 20, closer over 20. So I think now he's around 17. But he's by far the best player on Pike right now. He's playing the best. But, you know, they're just a dangerous team because, like you said, how hard they play. And they're able to spread the floor and make threes.
Well, and there's no secrets between these two teams. Mm-hmm. Guys have played them the 11 of the last 15 years. I figured it out. And since 1977, 25 times in the tournament. Mm-hmm. So Pike and Ben Davis end up playing each other quite often. I want to ask you, though, on Friday night, you've got the other two teams on the other side of the bracket, Roncalli and Decatur Central. Decatur's a team you just saw. Roncalli struggled a little bit this year, but again, it doesn't matter now.
Doesn't matter.
So everybody's 0-0. What do you see out of those two?
I see a different style. I know that Decatur's a tough team. They just play hard. And that, you know, the record shows it. Roncalli, I haven't had the pleasure of seeing them play all that often, but I know that they're going to play hard. So if we're fortunate enough to get this win, and I think we will, then we'll have to bring our best on Saturday night to go ahead and cut down the nets.
And last question for you, Coach. This isn't your first time at the rodeo. Mm-hmm. You know, I know some people who are Ben Davis fans obviously know that you've been here as a player. Mm-hmm. You've been here now as a coach this year, but also you had the experience at Arlington. Mm-hmm. You know, so you've seen the state runs. As a player, you won a sectional Arlington as a coach, playing in the regional. So what does that help you with as you prepare and bring that in? What does your experience help you as you start to determine and try to you've got some experience on this team as well, you know, with DeJuan and with Jalen and some other folks that were on that state championship team just 2 years ago.
Yeah, Cameron
Maul, absolutely.
I don't know if Jeff played much that
year. Jamari. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got guys that have a lot of experience. From my standpoint, like I tell the guys, I've never lost a sectional as a Giant, ever. So, I know from when I played, from before I played, I think it was some streak of 17 to 20 in a row.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s. So, I want to keep that streak alive. You know, I lost a couple at Arlington. I won the first one my first year there. So let's keep that streak alive. Let's win this one and get ourselves back to the regional where we get an opportunity to try to go win the state championship.
The Giants are two-time defending sectional champions here in this one. So, Coach, let's keep it rolling.
Yes, sir.
Typically, it comes down. It's a one-possession game, always is with Pike. Mm-hmm. In fact, the last three times they played – Three of the last four, it's been a one-bucket game. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of crazy how that always happens. And two of those games went to overtime. So I know probably from your sanity standpoint, you don't want that to happen.
I don't want that. But, I'd rather win comfortably. Mm-hmm. But if it happens that way, then like I said, we've been in a lot of tight games this year. So hopefully all of that experience from playing in those types of games and the type of tournament experience, you know, when you're playing in a tight, tough game on the road as well as at home, that it'll come into fruition to the players that it's just another game, that just another possession, and we come out on top.
All right, Coach. Well, good luck on tomorrow night as you take on the Red Devils of Pike and throughout the weekend, and we wish you the best. And, of course, we'll have the game for you here on Giant 90.9 at about 7:30 live from Perry Meridian High School. So, Coach, thanks again.
Appreciate it.
Coach Don Carlisle, this has been Conversations with Carlisle.